When you study the Bible and the Word of God, do you see the connections from one story to another? It's those connections which prove the consistency of God. An example, there's a story of Jesus feeding the masses. Having been presented with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, we read in Matthew 14, verses 15 through 21, "When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, 'This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go to the villages and buy themselves food.' But Jesus said to them, 'They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.' And they said to him, 'We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, 'Bring them here to me.' Then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children." Now wasn't the only time that God gave his blessings in that way. This story from 1 Kings tells of Elijah being given instruction by the Lord and told what to expect. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 9 through 16. "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he rose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hands." So she said, "As your Lord God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. The lesson from these stories, one from the Old Testament, the other from the New Testament, is that God's promise is timeless. Just as he blessed those in those stories with abundance, he is ready to bless you in the same way. All that's needed from you is faith. It's a faith that you gain from the study of God's word and your prayers calling out to him, asking for what is biblically right, and walking in his word by showing love for others, no matter friend or enemy. Oh, and patience as a virtue is more than a greeting card caption. It's one of the most important lessons God calls on us to embrace. When we ask in prayer and God hears us, that begins the process of an answer. That answer will come when the time is right and you're ready to receive by taking action with all that God will lead you to through his grace and the Holy Spirit. When you immerse yourself in the Bible, that's what will make you ready and able to see all that God prepares for you and leads you to.